Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for starting your day with me this morning. The realization of our unity with all life is one that is the starting point of a whole new experience once we let go of duality and become one with oneness. You see, when we say there is one cause back of all manifest form, what we're pointing out is there is but one life, one form. We are the thinker that thinks the thought that becomes the thing. We're not the thing and we're not the thought, we're the thinker. And the universe that has no plans for anyone. You see, the metaphysical awakening is the realization that God does not know what's going to happen to us until we make up our mind. Is a freeing understanding of truth. Why? Because it allows you to, at that point, begin to take responsibility for your own consciousness, your own idea, your own thinking in this thing called life. When we realize that there is one intelligence back of all consciousness and one spirit within everyone, everywhere, what we're doing is we're moving forward. We're not denying anything. We're not denying the reality of created form. We're not denying the individual experience in life. What we're doing is we are affirming the unity of all life. The unity of all life. There is one life. It's God. It is our life. Yours, mine, everyone, everywhere, no matter what your religion, no matter where you came from, no matter what your race, no matter what your background, the truth of you is you were created out of universal mind and left alone to discover that you're one with it. Unity, which is diversity and application, is the awareness that we are part of a variety. That no two things are alike because no two people think alike. Therefore, our individual life experience is not necessarily what we interpret it as being because everyone sees everything in a different way. Unity passes into variety. It passes into multiplicity. And we know it as we see it, but we realize that even though it is variety and multiplicity, it has no division. It is all one thing, being the many. What a great understanding this is when we wake up to it. You see, in every creation, life does what? It brings its whole nature to what? To the experience it is having. Each individual experience is that which it is. God never made two of anything. If it did, there wouldn't be any use for one of them, said Emerson. Now, every person's life is not only the completion of individuality or the universal mind unfolding as a new experience, but we realize that back of all life, there is only one God. And the realization of this is the realization that it is within us, as us, through us, and we direct it. That's why Jesus said, it is done unto us as we believe. He was pointing out there is a law that backs up our thinking. Therefore, we should think about what we think about. Again, you've heard me ask this before. Is what you think or what someone else told you to think? If you have nonsense in your life, it's coming from a nonsense idea of life, and that starts with you. And if you want it to disappear, stop it with you and start some intelligent thinking about you and free yourself into the now, which has never happened before, and let it be new in the now. This is the Zen of our teaching, the Zen of metaphysical understanding. Now, the significance of this awareness is sometimes, as Dr. Ernest Holmes said, dimly perceived, yet we can have an interior awareness that can become our experience and free us, know the truth, and it will set you free. It will free us into the realization, first of all, everybody possesses this same power. Therefore, it is our responsibility not to wait for everybody else to wake up to it, but to wake up to it ourselves. When we sense the divine presence within us and know we are part of it and it's ready to back up our next idea with all of its power, why? Because it is us, then we should do what? We should allow ourselves to celebrate our intimate relationship with the spirit. Why? Because we are spiritual beings having a human experience. We're not humans having a soul that we have to save. We are soul being a human. This has been the essence of all great teaching. It has been the essence of the vitality of all religious conviction throughout the age when it was approached in an intelligent way, as Dr. Ernest Holmes pointed out, that no thinking person of any religion will ever disagree with anything we teach. Now, all we have to do is let go and listen to the higher idea. If you define yourself in a higher way, then shut up and listen to what that higher way has to offer as your thinking experience. Listening to the divine presence is what this is called. And when we do this, we discover that if we listen to it and desire only what we know is contained within it and begin to understand the law of cause and effect, we begin to realize that the law of cause and effect cannot be turned off. Therefore, if we want a new effect in our life, all we have to do is become a new cause in motion, starting with first cause. This is a way of letting go and letting God. Starting with secondary causation, which is from condition, all we're doing is trying to make something happen, and that's self-motivation. I'm not talking about self-motivation. I'm talking about self-realization, which is a step higher in consciousness. Now, there's a power within you that knows how to do anything you let it do. It knows how to take your thought, your ideas, and actually project them into a specific condition in your life. The truth of you is health. The truth of you is intelligence. The truth of you is unlimited possibility. The truth of you is unlimited creativity. Now, these conditions, if they are manifesting in the right way, become the best, getting better all the time. If you have or a limited condition going on in your life, understand that this condition will automatically release itself and become a new experience once you release the idea that it has to be there and become the idea of what is possible. And remember, what are we told? With God, all things are possible. This is allowing yourself to know that the inner awareness you have is real. It is actual. It is ready, willing, and able to become embodied in your thinking acceptance, and it is ready, willing, and able to become you as your identity once you let go and let it happen. You see, my friends, mind is a working principle. It's working all the time. Dr. Ernest Holmes in the Science of Mind textbook points out on page 139, we are living in an intelligent universe which responds to our mental state. Page 139 of the Science of Mind textbook. We are living in an intelligent universe. Now, our challenge is to be as intelligent as we can within this intelligent universe. You know, one of the interesting things about our teaching, the New Thought teaching, unity, divine science, religious science, is we do not ask anyone to park their brains outside in the car before they walk through our doors. We're not asking anybody to accept superstition or hocus pocus as religion. What we're doing is understanding, as Emerson pointed out, that our religion is what we do with ourselves 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's not where we spend an hour on Sunday morning. It's not the clothes we wear, the symbol we have around our neck, or the book we read. Our religion is what we're doing with our life. So what is your religion today? Is it prosperous? Is it healthy? Is it happy? Is it blessing the self that understands what it is, which is you, and as a result, blessing the world you live in and everybody in it? You see, the challenge is to satisfy your awareness of the truth of yourself, and we must satisfy ourselves that the mind principle actually has what? A working power. A working power if we're going to do what? If we're going to believe that we can use it for practical problems, if we can use it for health, if we can use it to change anything that's limited in our world to prosperity. You see, if the only thing involved were merely thought pictures, there would be no power available. Now, the challenge is not sit around and try to visualize yourself and to change for the better, because no matter what kind of vision you have, the vision can only filter through your self-definition. Why not improve your self-definition and then discover how the improved self-definition thinks? This is the idea and the entire theme of my entire book, The Power of Positive Purpose. This is what the whole point of my book is, that we can, if we so choose, become the purpose of what we want in life, and if we don't know how, we can learn. Now, a series of pictures, however clear, I don't care how clear they are, however convincing they are, my dear friends, those pictures in your mind, if you're trying to visualize your way into change, are doing what? Nothing. They change nothing. All they're doing is entertaining you. You know, you can sit down and watch a movie, and you can sit there and watch a movie about happy people or a TV show about happy people. And if you're miserable sitting there watching a TV show about happy people, I don't care how long you watch the show about happy people. If you decide to be miserable, you're going to be miserable. Now, what are you doing? What you need to do is know that happiness is yours by right of consciousness. And do what? Identify with that understanding and then let that have a vision. This is called visioning. And there's a difference in visualization and visioning. Visualization is trying to make it happen. Visioning is letting it happen. Now, why not be the hero of your own experience? This is what, you know, Joseph Campbell in his wonderful book, A Hero of a Thousand Faces, was pointing out, that in truth, we need to be the hero of our own life. And if we're going to be the hero, what we need to do is understand that if we do want to be the hero of our own life, we need to start with feeling happy in spirit about ourselves. I am happy in spirit about myself. I appreciate what I know I am, a mighty, moving power of God in my world. This is true of me. It's true of you too. All you have to do is wake up to it. Now, this is a major point. It's a major point to understand very clearly that it is not just the pictures we look at that change something in us, although they may, well, they might start the process. They might give us an idea that change is possible. What changes your life for the better is a spiritual and emotional acceptance of a new story about you. And maybe you could look at a picture and see the story the picture contains and know that it's good enough to be true and start thinking as the story thinks. Then the story's not doing anything for you, but inspiring you to think as the story is in reality as you. Now, if you're trying to change for the better and you're having less than success in doing it, what you need to do this morning is understand very clearly, say it with me, I now convert grief into peace. See, stop experiencing grief over anything. And be peace in action. Be still and know, we are told. Now, how do we do this? If you are grieving and you run around and you're only looking at a picture of grief and you're only thinking about grief and you're only reading about grief and you're only finding a justification for grief, don't complain if grief continues on and on and on and on. Now, the question is, where will peace be born? Well, it's going to be born in you. It's going to be born in you here and now. All we have to do is stop being busy having ideas and concepts that justify confusion, doubt, fear, and grief, dis-ease and limitation and began to become one with the idea of unlimited possibility and began to apply that idea in a positive and wonderful way. There is a creative mind within you and me and everyone everywhere. There is a creative mind within us that will bring perfect peace and understanding. All we have to do, my dear friends, is cooperate with it.
Thank you for listening. If you like what you're hearing, you might also enjoy watching our videos on YouTube. Every week we post new Sunday lectures by Dr. J. Scott Neal, Reverend Dr. Cynthia Cavalcanti Neal, Reverend Lacey Atkinson, Reverend Mary Jo Sperry, and Reverend Darlene Sykes. We truly have some of the best speakers and teachers on metaphysics in Northern California. So check us out on YouTube by searching under CSL Fremont. You can also friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter under the same name. For more information on all our events, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
What are you cooperating with today? Are you cooperating with your reasons why you can't be happy and healthy and prosperous? Are you cooperating with reasons why you can? Now, the truth is beginning with you now if you do what? If you let go, know the truth shall set you free to do what? Think new thoughts, become new cause to a new effect. How do you do this? Well, affirm for yourself today in silence right now. I enter the indwelling chapel of spirit, the innermost place of my consciousness. Get out of the world and get back to the truth of you. You see, my friends, right here and right now, you are in the midst of peace if you know and know you know it. There is something within you that is still. There is no night in the truth of the light of you. Only the light eternal, the radiant being of God, is the truth of you. If you know this, then you know that the inner knowing mind, the divine mind, knows and knows it knows. All you have to do is know you know as it knows, and all of a sudden the wisdom of your life begins to come forth, and it says to you very clearly, live in peace, and let peace begin with you, and let peace be the starting point of a new experience as you. In Romans 8:6, it says very clearly, to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Now, our challenge is to wake up and know. To wake up and know is that we have the possibility to not only go within and find the spiritual awareness or truth of ourselves, but to apply it. You know, somebody said once, the problem with a lot of people is they're so spiritually minded, they're no earthly good. They're so heavenly minded, they're no earthly good. They're sitting around waiting for heaven off in the sky by and by when they die and not realizing that if we are immortal, then this right in front of us today is what? It is our moment in immortality we are responsible for, and it is our opportunity to give our best to it. Oh, my friends. Keep in mind that the greatest teachers who ever lived have pointed out very clearly that the frontiers of mind are infinite. The possibility of the application of mind is infinite. There is only one mind, the mind of God, within which the function of intelligence and the form of thought takes place. It's not somewhere else. It is within you. 2,000 years ago, the master teacher Jesus pointed out, you may search low here or low there, for the kingdom, it is where? It is within you. It is within you now. Now, the whole potential of mind is everywhere present, but the challenge is to stop trying to get it to do it for you. Stop trying to beg it to change its mind about you. change your mind about yourself and it as the power within you as you says yes. It says yes to every idea you have about yourself. Give it a chance. Give it a chance to come forth and know that the whole potential of mind is everywhere present. It's right where you are. The frontiers of mind are infinite. Intelligent functions of your mind have only just begun. No matter how much you know, there's that much more to know. No matter how much you understand, there's that much more to understand. No matter how much you've applied or proved the principle of infinite mind in your life, you're only in kindergarten. You're only in the starting point of the greatest possibility of you. Intelligent functions in you as you know what to do if you let go and let it do it. And intelligence functions differently, my dear friends, at different levels of consciousness, and thoughts have 1,000 forms, but mind itself, dear friends, is infinite, changeless, perfect principle. You can't hurt it, harm it, or change it. It is always there. As Emerson said, in smiling repose, ready to become anything we let it become, all we have to do is get our reasons why we can't do it or be it out of the way, and guess what? It becomes that which we deserve in this thing called life. I have been practicing, studying, and experiencing ongoing lessons in the science of mind, religious science, for 47 years, and I have discovered that the great teachers were right. The more you know, the more you know, there's more to know. The science of mind, which I am studying and all my students study, is endeavoring to do what? To use for good this creative power to create a happier and healthier life, not to eliminate all problems, but to learn from any situation we have and know that this power that we're using is based on the assumption of a divine principle of mind. Now, look at science. All science is based on principle. All science is based on universal laws, which always function without error. That's how scientists can prove their work. It's how mathematicians can prove their work. And that's how intelligent metaphysicians can prove their work also. The law of physics is the same as the law of metaphysics. One is in the outer, the other the inner. It is one and the same law. And in learning how mind works, the first step, my dear friends, is to realize that we live and move and have our being in this infinite intelligence, that it is creative, that it functions for the individual, you and me and everyone everywhere, in terms of the individual's belief. So the challenge you have is to ask yourself, what do I believe today? If you don't believe this is true, you'll prove that to yourself. If you believe it's true, you'll prove that to yourself. Now, the great teachers have said very clearly that we should express our belief in a definite manner by daily what? Meditating or positive prayer. And we can allow ourselves every day to become an example of what we say we know is true. We can move from just knowing about it to knowing as it knows. This begins by affirming, I believe in God, infinite spirit, and indwelling life, whose life is my life, whose mind is my mind now. Now, if you're going to do this, what you need to do is begin with that understanding and then affirm, I believe that this life within constantly seeks to express its own perfection in and through me now. I now let go. I let go and let God. I release and let go. You see, when we let go of all thoughts that deny our greater good, then we are freeing ourselves. We can affirm and understand what it means when it says, my mind is stayed on thee. My mind is stayed on greater good. My mind is stayed on health. My mind is stayed on success. My mind is stayed on positive creativity. And I give myself over to it. Jesus' entire ministry was the finished kingdom, not something we have to get to, but something we need to recognize and be responsible for in the now we're in. In Psalms 104:34, it says, "My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord." Now, Lord metaphysically means law. My meditation of the law is sweet, and I will be glad in the law. My meditation of infinite life, infinite mind, infinite spirit is sweet, is loving, is harmonious, and I right now am glad in the law that can only say yes to my next idea. Therefore, I pay attention to my next idea and give birth to the beautiful. This allows me to do what? Think with purpose. Dear friends, thoughts are things. Your world is thick thought. This is the realization of the truth of self. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning, inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blake Owl Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills three blocks. You'll be at Blake Owl and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
Thank you for listening this morning. If you have enjoyed Dr. J. Scott Neal on the power of positive purpose, you might like to know this radio program is based on his book by the same title. If you would like to download a free chapter from his book, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the book. This radio program is made possible by the generous donations of our members and listeners. If you would like to support Dr. J. Scott Neal's presence on the air, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org and click the button on the right-hand side that says Contribute Online. All donations, of course, are tax deductible. Even a small donation of $10 or $25 can go a long way to make this program possible. If you do not have internet access, feel free to call our office at 510-656-9955. We appreciate you listening and invite you to join us every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST Radio, 1450 AM.